Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to Sri and Kira Live. I am Sri Ram Ka.
And I am Master Lady Kira Ra, and welcome, beloved angels. We are so grateful to be with you here today. And, you know, I think it's kind of cool, kind of fun. Sri and I did not know what each other was wearing till we got up here to the studio, and I kind of giggled that we both went with the white, and I really have to have this smile about this because it's such an up-level moment. We are in this imminent retrograde experience. The crystalline energy is going to get even larger. We have such a huge show for you today that it just feels to me like the universe is speaking through our shirts, Sri.
We are in harmony, Kira and I.
We really both are.
Have our tea.
And we do. And I have rose tea today. Yummy. Yummy. Yeah, and you have Wayusa.
I have Wayusa.
Yeah, celebrating two of the beautiful things that harvest here in Ecuador is roses and Wayusa.
You know, and speaking of Ecuador, as for those of you that were here right as the show was starting, there was a slide up on screen.
Oh, yeah.
We had just gotten a photo in from one of our employees, actually.
Yeah.
And I want to put it back for you.
Check this out, guys.
So the little town that's just down the hill from us, that's kind of the main place where there's a bus station and all those good things. The name of the town is Paute. And take a look at this illuminated entrance to Paute.
And don't you love that it's violet? You gotta love that this is violet, P-A-U-T-E. That is Paute. This is literally, there's this one road that you can get into our little village. And we live 4.5 kilometers outside of the village central, which is where this is. But this just caught us with such love when Sri and I came back from India.
Yeah.
This had just gone up and it stays up. They put it up for the holiday seasons and then also for the celebration of the town itself, which is coming up this weekend. And so they leave it up this very long time. And I'll never forget the first day we had come home from India, we had flown into town and we flew home to the Ciudad de la Luz. It is the city of light. And I just love that so much. That's where we live.
You know, it's such a beautiful thing that the locals here celebrate the city of light. And they're very, very much plugged into the fact that we are more than just a hardworking protoplasmic jumpsuit.
Well, I love that our indigenous energy healers actually have stores. You know, they have places you walk into to get your energy healing from the indigenous elder. And so I love that. And so, you know, that's a moment from us to you. And then, of course, this is our water therapy center right here. This is
that's
our fountain of creation. And if you want to learn more about what we were sharing about that yesterday, please, please, with all our heart, if you did not join us for Explore the Mysteries yesterday, you missed a really important show. Go to YouTube, right? Oneness Talk Radio.
That
YouTube and watch yesterday's show. Now, how about all of you that are here for today? Let's say hi, Sri.
Absolutely, because we are broadcasting live to BBS Radio and to Oneness Talk Radio, as well as live video at Oneness Talk Radio, YouTube, and Facebook.
Right. And we're getting ready to open up our call board.
And
it is not yet open, guys. We were really busy. And so Sri was just giving me the no. But I'm like, we have no call board. So he's getting ready to turn that on right now. So you can give us a call at 517-208-1500. However, we are also broadcasting today over at beautiful BBS Radio. And you can call us there with an 800 number. Here you go. You ready? 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. Or give us a call at 517-208-1500. Both of our call boards are open, and we do have our call board up and running now. So I believe that we are in good shape. And we said hi to all of you at Official Sri and Kira, I hope, over at YouTube. Hi, we love you. And I believe our Bria Rose is in the chat room over there as well, right? And she's chatting with you guys. guys. I was walking up the steps waving to Bria as she was walking in to get ready to chat with you. So we're up here in the recording studios at Tosa Blue Mountain, and she's down there in the beautiful, kind of like the community buffet area where she likes to hang out. It's really quite beautiful.
Everyone likes to be close to the food.
Yeah, it seems that happens that way. And we grow a lot of it. I mean, we've been celebrating here at Tosa Blue Mountain that we've been eating almost exclusively off of our land right now. So it's really been a time of great bounty. And I'm excited to share all of that because we are in such a transformative moment, Sri. You know, this is, you know, we started talking about this yesterday. Guys, we are two things happening in the next 2 days, all right? And we start, because it's only 2 days away, this actually started yesterday. And what that is that we are in the first Mercury retrograde of this two-year up-level miracle moment that we have all collectively co-created. And what this does is it assists this illuminated new moon. All of this came forward in January, right? It assists this illuminated new moon to open up the veil, right? We often think about, you know, the void and the void going into the void. Yes, but this is going into the void of creation and literally having your eyes wide open, knowing this is your moment to harvest. I mean, claim that, guys. Really claim that. You know, we've been talking about this since last year. And so it's really important to just, you know, breathe into that and pay attention. And this particular weekend, we are 2 days away from the next, the second up level, ascension up level of February, which is on the same day that Mercury finally goes stationary in its direct position. No, in its retrograde position.
You know, we want to talk about this for a second because
you do it so much better.
What I have observed this particular cycle, meaning the Mercury retrograde coming up here in 2020,
right,
is that the pre-phase is more, call it destabilizing, than the retrograde, the actual retrograde phase. That is to say, it's like the anticipation energy. And it isn't an anticipation as much as the introduction of another frequency into this accelerated moment. And that other frequency brings with it the traditional kind of Mercury stuff of having to redo things or rethink or revisit things a couple of times. Yet when it goes full on, there is a stability to it. It's not just a waxing difference in frequency. It's a stable influence. And anytime our energy environment has a stable influence, we get to kind of settle in more. So what's curious and wild about this is we're sort of settling in to a rocket ship.
Well, no, that is exactly. You know what, Sri? Let's put up the February calendar, okay? We did share a lot of this yesterday, but let's put it up again right now because this imminent retrograde energy, there is a lot to know, guys. This is going to be a mastery experience unlike any other because it's the first one in a two-year expansion period. And what it means is that everything's getting stronger. So we want to talk about this. And we also want to talk about the fear a little bit. As you're looking at the calendar, here's very quickly what we pointed out yesterday. Notice that February, the energy of February is profound shift. Okay. We know that all the months of this year have different energies in them. And that profound shift happens to fall in the consciousness of evolution in a choice month, which means next month, March is awareness again, right? So here we are in a choice month of profound shift with two up levels. I mean, that's enough for anybody. However, there's a lot of firsts. And so we have the full moon up level on the 9th, which was 9 days into February. Then 9 days later, which is this Tuesday, not only does Mercury finally go retrograde, so do we have a second up level event. Now, if you take your finger or you take your eye and you start at the 9 and you draw to the 18, you're going to realize we're building a pyramid. And then that 18 energy is going to be like a beacon of light. And it will stabilize on the 23rd through the first illuminated new moon of the year inside this first Mercury retrograde. And what we collectively co-create will manifest. And so this is just, it's one of those moments where I'm feeling like the divine directors, the ascended masters, all of them are just saying, say this to as many people who will listen as possible.
Yes.
Right? Because there is such an opportunity here for everyone to be able to joyfully walk forward into this Mercury retrograde saying, I am ready. I am ready. And I think that's really extraordinary. And when we ready, right? When we are ready.
We be going.
The miracles happen. I mean, they really
absolutely
do, because we stay committed.
Yeah.
You know, until you really say yes to yourself, until you are really committed, you got to want it, guys. You got to want it. You've got to want a bountiful, miracle-filled life more than the inertia that may be in front of you in your current one. And sometimes that's not as easy a choice to make as we think.
Sometimes when the tub that you've been sitting in gets lukewarm, it's a hassle to reach up and turn on the warm water. It's also a hassle to get out. And there you are, lukewarm.
Right. You know? That's so true.
So there's,
not sure if you're cold. It's true.
And it's just not quite comfortable enough, but I'm not going to disturb it. Well, that's what happens. You know, that's my analogy for are you tired or inspired? Fatigue comes in little by little by little, and it becomes a norm.
Wow.
It becomes a norm of inertia.
Now, wait, speaking of no inertia, I want all of you who are interested to, or who can, our video for the first time is also broadcasting live right now over at bbsradio.com. That's also where the 800 number is. So if you want to check it out, we are also live. Our video is live at bbsradio.com. Our producer just pinged us. So
we're experimenting.
We are not living in inertia. I can tell you that.
We want to be able to give as many people as possible access to the energy and the information that is critical for living an ascended life at this time.
And I think the most important critical thing on that is to reclaim who you are.
Yeah.
Because in the energy of this Mercury retrograde, I feel like I'm in the Everglades right now. And so in the energy of this Mercury retrograde, this one is initiating a two-year cycle, guys, of reclaiming yourself. That's the re. This is more than a return. It is a reclamation. And that's a really profound thing to claim.
To reclaim yourself also is to reclaim your divine galactic blueprint.
Yes.
To return to that which you truly are. And I want to speak to this for a moment, because there was a comment in the YouTube chat. I peeked at it just a second ago. And the YouTube chat, the person there said, hey, you guys look younger than you did 2 years ago.
Yeah, we do. That's actually true.
Well, and I want to comment to that.
Yeah, and thank you for noticing. That's so kind. No.
We are.
And we are. That's actually true.
Yeah. And part of this that I want to share is, everybody has a moment in their life when they must say yes or no, when you must thrive or be tired. You know, there's these pivotal moments. They often come forward due to a great challenge or a loss. They often come forward due to a great inspiration or a clarity. What I know for myself and for my beloved Kira is 2019 brought forward both extreme challenge. It's like the grit that enters the oyster, and it doesn't know if it's going to live or if it's going to make a pearl. You know, it's the 2019 just came in, and there was a whole lot of friction. And what we found is it brought forward in us a recognition and a capacity to master the density that we are our bodies are in.
Yeah.
And the mastery of the body, the mastery of the density, this is not a magic wand. This is a state of presence that brings in sacred union with the body. And the sacred union is from an ascended consciousness standpoint. Mm. So there's two sharings here. One is we went through a process that I will be sharing more of when we get to the consciousness and healing workshops that I'll be.
And boy, are a lot of you sending us there. Tell people how they can learn more, Sri.
Well,
we're getting so many emails.
We're having a little hiccup at SriAndKira.com, and so the technicians are going to figure out why some of the pages just suddenly evaporated.
We've had a week of fascinating website issues,
literally,
guys.
We've been online for 15 years or more, and suddenly pages disappear.
It happened right before, just as I had uploaded the new video, just an interesting side note on the retrograde energy and also on the energies that might want to be stopping whatever's going on. We really worked hard on the 2020 Ascension symptoms video. I pray you guys have connected with it. And if you have not, right here at YouTube at Official Sri and Kira, that video is up. Please connect with it. Really please connect with it. But from the minute I started uploading it to YouTube, we weren't even live yet. And that's when all the all of the fascinating challenges happened with our website. And we have been back and forth working with our website. Yeah. This poor man who is not a web man has been spending almost 24 hours a day because we're both so concerned that here we are saying, hey, go check out the website. There's all these new things there. Go look for this. And we're getting emails going, that page is not there. We're like, oh my gosh, thank you for letting us know. So hang with us, guys.
So it's a rather amusing headache.
It is.
Because most of the site's there, but different sections have disappeared. And then I restore a backup and they're there. And then something else disappears next. So without belaboring that, I've got the pros are coming online.
It is funny.
Very shortly. And as soon as they get it stable, I'm going to upload the description of what's being offered. But let me give you this little tidbit. Conversations in Consciousness and Healing, How to Empower the Healer Within. How to empower the healer within.
I just got a big breath heart hit on that. Yeah.
It is. And it has a lot of that energy. Yeah. And this is a new training that is not just for healers, because all of us are healers and all of us deserve to be healed.
Yes.
We have fractured ourselves when we came into this lifetime, and then we built upon those fractures by attracting to ourselves all kinds of traumas and distortions. Then we start waking up to the fact that we don't need to put up with that anymore, and we start healing it over the decades, over the years, over whatever length of time you heal it.
Or not.
But we find a stability, and then we seek greater consciousness. Seems
exactly
to be kind of how the path unfolds. Well, what I'm here to share is there's a way to turbocharge the awakening. There's a way to turbocharge the realignment with your soul's energy, which then automatically gives the vessel a new reason to level up.
And we are in the up-level moment. So we are so excited because, my angel has put together such an extraordinary, he loves so much, he cares so much. And Sri, that's what happens is that I wanted to share with everyone, we've been getting a lot of emails in, and we are in this retrograde energy right now. And we did put out the video, the 2020 Ascension. This is our CUDA oil. Those of you that know the CUDA oil that when you're here at Tosa Blue Mountain. So I just
showed up to share it
with all of you. Yeah. So there is the full article if you've not yet seen the video. And the reason you might want the article is all of the symptoms are there. They're all printed out.
And they're expanded upon.
There's a lot more context, a lot more content, so to speak. So if you go to SriAndKira.com, that's on the homepage. So the homepage is still intact.
It's working.
So go to SriAndKira.com, scroll on the homepage, and you'll see the article. Read the article when you get a chance. Share the article with other people. But as we talk about this retrograde moment and what's coming in, I've been getting a lot of emails, especially from those of you that have already watched the 2020 Ascension Symptoms video. And yesterday, Sri and I very sincerely put out to all of you that, look, if you want us to talk about something specifically that we're not talking about, we are happy to, if we feel that we are the ones to talk about it, we are happy to honor that. And so please send us your emails to guest@SriAndKiraRadio.com. And that is the same place you can send if you have any interest in what Sri might be offering. Send an email as well, and you can get on the list. We'll send it out to you first.
Yeah, you'll get first notice of what's going on in that class and how to maximize the value, because everybody who joins the class will receive a personalized healing energy. So
oh, yeah.
We need to know who you are.
Yeah. So again, you can can send that to guest@shreencareradio.com. So today, I got so many emails, Sri, from people who have seen the video and that knew about today's topic and with this retrograde that is about reclaiming, right? It is about reclaiming. And so a lot of people have written us about pain. And they're saying, I'd like to know, you know, how did you release your pain? How are you releasing that pain? How are you moving through pain? I'm in pain. Someone I know is in pain. My children are in pain, whatever. And this isn't about a singular form of pain, right? This isn't about that. What this is really about is releasing pain. Mm-hmm. And so because so many of these emails have come in, and I've also been working with a lot of the comments right here over at Official Sri and Kira at YouTube, Sri and I have been personally responding to all of you. I really wanted to talk about this a little bit today. And as I spent all last night with it and was connecting with more and more of you this morning, it was the divine directors that said, the consciousness and healing with Sri Ram Ka will activate the release of pain in this way. And my husband's looking at me because he hasn't seen this or heard this yet.
She's been in an inspired moment.
I've been sitting with the divine directors. And so I want to gift that to you today. And so if you put at the top of a piece of paper, or you can just hang out with what we're going to share right now, but imagine at the top of a piece of paper, it would say consciousness and healing. Consciousness and healing. And with that, you would feel this beautiful energy of Sri Ramka and his incredible wisdom and ability to do what he does. I mean, he is the best kept secret that if you guys knew, I mean, I kid you not, hundreds and hundreds of people that have had documented miracle results with him. It's just crazy. And so, Sri, here is what the divine director said, and they invited me to share it on the air today. So thank are you okay if we do this?
No, I'm as vulnerable as you are.
I know, right? Right? Because it's the both of us together. Okay, so I want you guys to put down the side of your page the word release, like R, you know, E-L-A-S-E, just right down there, okay? And then underneath that, maybe leave a little space, the word pain, same way, P-A-I-N. Okay. And the reason I'm sharing it and the reason I feel that it's important is because in this retrograde moment, I just really, guys, don't want to negate this or not stress it enough because this really is so important. And Sri, can we put up again the, let's put up the February. We're going to put up again just February's up-level calendar. And if you don't know what the up-level calendar is, please, right here at Official Sri and Kira at YouTube, watch the video about the Ascension Energy up-level. So as I mentioned earlier, the 9th, we already have been through that up-level. And you see what happened this past week. Because remember, everything up-levels. This isn't exclusive. This isn't a club. Everything is receiving this up-level energy. Then when you get to the 18th, which is this Tuesday, we are not going to only have our second up level. Remember, not every month has up levels. Not every month has two. Every month has at least one. But this is one of the few months this year that has two. And it's our first Mercury retrograde that is saying reclaim, reclaim, remember, and be. Do not be afraid. That is the top of the pyramid. And this is why I wanted to put this graphic back up. If you draw a line or you take your eye from February 9 to February 18, then bring it back to the 23rd, which is the illuminated new moon. That illuminated new moon matters. What we co-create, what we call forward. And it's not about bringing a whole bunch of people together to have to do it that way. It's about each individual simply saying yes in the energy of creation to expand, to uplift, to say yes. And that's how that 23rd reunites with the 9th. And you guys see it, right? It's a pyramid. And it's a pyramid that's acting like a beacon into the rest of this year. So this is a choice month, and we are literally being gifted with a beacon of energy. And so what a better time to direct it than to not only release our own pain, but to release pain.
Yes.
What a beautiful gift, don't you think, Sri?
Yeah. Pain always distracts the fullness of our attention.
Right.
And, of course, can be quite uncomfortable.
Exactly. And this is why this coming Tuesday night, so two nights from now, remember, Sri Ramka and I will be on Soul Mirrors together in the energy of this up-level moment with this Mercury going into the retrograde experience, and we are going to be offering an up-level attunement to that energy live on the air during Soul Mirrors this Tuesday night. Soul Mirrors is on right here at YouTube at Official Sri and Kira. We are also over at OnenessTalkRadio.com and all the affiliates through there. So I'm excited, and we are at 6 p.m. Pacific time, so that gives more of you an opportunity to join us, we hope.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a fabulous time.
It is. Continue. Well, I'm looking at the clock, Sri, and I'm looking at all the call boards filling up with everybody. Yeah. So let's just start with the release. Let's give a few up. We're gonna start filling in the release. Remember, you had your release pain, because guys, this is how it begins, right? And you've got to want it. You know, Sri and I have shared this more than once. You have to have more passion, tired or inspired. You know, if you've watched the 2020 Ascension Symptoms video, which I pray you have, and if you haven't, please do, then you'll know that this year we have 18 unique symptoms, plus the two master symptoms have finally revealed themselves. These master symptoms have been there for a very long time. They have just now finally, the clarity has come forward, plus my kind of piece de resistance of the whole experience. We actually have an opportunity to evolve through all of these by 2022. So I think that's pretty exciting.
Very exciting.
Yeah. All right. So remember, consciousness and healing, and maybe just feel that. Feel it as an Ave Sa breath. Feel it as an embrace. Feel it as a smile. So in that release, the very first R is relax.
Relax.
Relax. Right? It all starts with breath. And so whenever you find yourself anxious, whenever you find yourself in pain, what happens when you're in pain? I know I went through it myself, guys. I went through it for 5 deep years, really just always holding on just the other side of positivism, but yet feeling more than once that I was going to lose that battle. And what gets you through it is relaxing into it instead of resisting it, right? This is the release that brings us into that loving compassion and lifts us into fifth dimensional experience. So it all begins with the relaxation. And in many ways, I think in the steps of, can we put up the self-ascension alchemy for a minute?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Yesterday, and this is another reason why, guys, you want to look at that. Yesterday, we put up this model. This is the model of the yoga of self-ascension. And the reason that it just came forward is because of this relax. See how one of the four steps is surrender? The four steps of the yoga of self-ascension that have no particular order, as Archangel Zadkiel was so insistent when they were given to us, is to be in union first with yourself, release judgment of all, unconditional love, and to surrender what surrender looks like. And as I was just sharing with you about relaxing, what really hit me was that, isn't that the ultimate surrender of what surrender looks like?
Yes. To
fall, imagine if you were looking right now, that's a Taurus in the middle of the Merkaba there, guys. And if you want to learn about this, go to shrinkcare.com and click on the Yoga of Self-Ascension or go watch yesterday's show. But imagine yourself just diving into the center there where that peace, love, joy is anchored into what is the heartbeat of that Ave Sa pulse. I can't think of anything more relaxing than that.
Well, and aligning with the essence of your higher truth.
And what's so great is it brings you to the next one, which is the E. Because as you, let's say that you relax, right, into who that you are, that E is to evolve. Relax and evolve. Open your mind, expand your vision, ignite your heart, heal the world. First, begin with your inner world. And once your inner world becomes this beautiful fluid motion of energy, then the radiance that comes forward from you illuminates your pathway, calls, you're illuminated. If you're illuminated, everything is shown. You're revealing that which needs to be seen, and you are illuminated for those that need to see. It's always a beautiful balance, and this is the year of perfect balance. So you ready for the L?
Yeah.
We all know the L, right? It's love. I mean, look at just the first part of this word release, right? Relax, evolve, love. Because in order to sincerely love, in order to get into that unconditional love space of the yoga of self-ascension, you need to relax.
Yep.
And you need to evolve.
Yep.
Because in order to relax, it means that you got to throw the T word in there, and that's trust. Unless you trust, you can't relax. You know, it's that free fall, right? It's that old exercise about, you know, close your eyes and fall into a group of people. Only in this one, the universe is saying, open your eyes and fall into our arms and know that you are already there. It's only the illusion that you think you haven't already made the leap. If you're here right now, it's because you already have. And there's a part of you that knows that. So relax, evolve, love. Don't we love the energy of this moment?
Absolutely.
I'm loving it. All right. So now we'll jump to the phone lines for a minute. So that's a little teaser. We will complete all of that today. So Sri, we're going over to the 800 lines first.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
It looks like we have Kathleen from New Mexico holding on line two at BBS.
So. Namaste, Kathleen from New Mexico. Welcome.
Namaste. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
So I was wondering if you could give a mini soul reading in regards to my health and vision.
Well, yes, of course. And let me, I want you to just kind of, as I'm connecting with you, I first lost my breath. So I'm just trying to really center back into my breath. And as I'm doing that, I want to invite you to do the same thing. The other thing I need you to do is just, if it's comfortable, and I'm going to do it with you right now, I'm going to take my hands and I'm just kind of like, I'm like holding my shoulders with my arms in front, and I'm sitting up as tall as I can. And I'm letting my head just go down a little bit. Just a little bit, just like a gentle, it's almost like it's pulling at the top of the spine. And as I'm doing that, I am kind of now, I'm noticing that my fingers are pulling my shoulders forward as my head is going a little deeper.
Mm.
And I want you to keep breathing. And what they're saying is that they are opening they're saying there is a connection point of balance. It's where your neck, it's like where the base of the neck, the top of the spine, and the shoulders come together, if you were to consider that a cross. So, you know, from down here there. And they're saying that this point of balance is congested with fear and doubt, and that it is being pushed by a force that keeps you comfortable. And that in your third chakra, and that's why now I'm sitting up really, really straight, and I've got both of my hands on my third chakra, and they're saying that in your third chakra sits a seed of golden light that is simply asking you to say yes to it. And that as you stand and move and dance, you will discover that this energy will propel the other. It's like I see this golden energy coming up from the third chakra, and it's like, it infuses into this, what has formed a cross-like energy up here, and you're standing straighter, you're breathing better, you're clearer. And so thank you. Thank you. I feel like I feel like I have wind blowing through my spine right now. I feel like you brought a clearing for all of us. And I feel that that's the other issue that you need to always want to keep in front of you, is that the more you take care of you, the more of you is available to be with others. I love you, sweetheart. Thank you for calling. Namaste.
Many blessings.
Many blessings. And so it is. All right. Wow, Sri, look over here. We have so many people holding over. We're over at the other call line now. Sri, wherever your heart is taking you, that's where we need to go. Where are we going? We're going to Oregon. Okay. Hey, Oregon. Namaste.
Hi. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Welcome to the show.
I am so looking forward to union, full union with my own self. And sometimes I get a feeling of it. It's so elated, but drifts away. May I please have a mini soul reading about this?
Oh, I am so honored you are asking. Thank you, sweetheart, sincerely. So the first thing that I am receiving around you is right on like the whole chest. It's almost like there's a strap of energy on your chest that's saying, am I really, really safe to do this? And so I have both of my hands, like holding them on my chest right now, like that would be that strap of energy. And if it's safe to close your eyes, and anyone else who is working with a similar issue right now, our beautiful caller is holding for so many of us, you may want to put your hands here as well. And if it's safe to close your eyes, what we're going to do in just a moment, and my feet are also flat on the floor, what we're going to do in a moment is we're going to breathe in and exhale a Nave Sah breath. So let's go in. Sah. And as you're exhaling, I want you to gently pull your hands out while holding the energy of, I am one with the universe. I am one with all. I am one. I am one with the universe. I am one with all. I am one. And you open those hands and receive all of this beautiful energy. And you can literally, they're like saying, apply it like a salve anywhere that anything would seek to say, I am not good enough. I do not deserve. Is this real? Can I trust me? Cover it in this beautiful crystalline light that has just come in. And they're saying, bring your hands together. Allow yourself to say thank you, and then open your eyes to a new day. And so it is.
Thank you so very much. Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste. Thank you, my love. And I'm going to need a minute. I am very dizzy. I already have you dizzy. Oh, my goodness gracious. Wow. What a beautiful, you know, Sri, that's the thing about this community.
Yes.
I mean, we are so, so blessed to have the most extraordinary community on the planet come together. I am feeling all of you right now. I'm almost a little whelmed. And see, this is the gift of this retrograde, guys. We are reclaiming. We are returning. This is beyond the remembrance, right? This is the knowing. And how exciting.
Well, truly, truly. And one of the things I hope that you are noticing is that when we come together and we are engaged, alive, and aware, we create a community of energy. And that, and that community is, call it a love of, a tribe love kind of thing. It is, it is the spiritual essence of acceptance, which is the foundation for love, which evolves into unconditional trust. When we are able to be accepting of each other, we are saying yes to spirit.
Yeah.
And this is such an important lesson for our world, and that the only way the world learns the lessons is if people start living it. To say yes to each other is to say yes to the divine. To say yes to the divine is to love yourself more fully, which anchors trust in all that is.
I'm loving that, aren't
you? It's pretty simple. Yet it might take a lifetime to sort it out.
Or maybe more than one. I don't know. Or maybe it takes a moment, right? Maybe,
but here's the magic.
All right. I'm ready.
Evolutionary breakthroughs happen in a moment.
Yes, they do. Yes,
and
they do.
We never really know when that moment is upon us until we feel the lift of it.
And in order to feel it, we got to release the pain.
Exactly.
So let's get back to that, shall we? So here we are. Let's go back. Remember, we had our consciousness and healing right up there at the top where we're feeling the beauty of Sri Ramka, the wisdom of our own divine healer within saying yes. Because we need to start by saying yes to ourselves, right, guys? That's part of how that trust comes forward. All right. We have the word release. And the word pain written down the side of the paper. R, relax. E, evolve. L, love. That brings us to another E. And you know what it is? Enjoy. Enjoy. If it does not bring you joy, why are you doing it?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it was bumper sticker number one. Sri and I literally, we premiered, such a cute story. We premiered our first book in April 2003 at an expo, a huge expo in San Francisco. And we had made bumper stickers that said, if it does not bring you joy, why are you doing it? Archangel Zadkiel. And that was it. We just felt so honored that Zadkiel had shared all this, and it's all about the joy.
Yeah,
and and it was such a valuable moment for us and such a great lesson, because I will never forget, there was this one woman who came up who was the epitome of the New Age queen and very very sure of her epitome-ness. and I'm so naive. And I'm just like, hey, how's it going? Right? I didn't know she was a hoo-ha. I didn't know that that mattered. Right? I thought we were all there for the same spirit. Silly Kira. And so, so true. And so these, we had had printed these bumper stickers and I'm standing there and, you know, we had them done in crystalline white with violet letters and Archangel Zadkiel. And I'll never forget how she came up. She looked at all of our stuff about sacred union, and Sri and I had just done an event there. And she picked up the bumper sticker, looked at it and went, and put it down and walked away. And it was the best lesson I ever got. I, you know, because in that moment, it was like Zadkiel was tickling us all over. It was tickling Sri and tickling me and saying, remember, let it be fun, enjoy. And then our very first ensoulment, public ensoulment at Crimson, Zadkiel starts talking about wine and dancing, and I was a little concerned.
Well, one of the things that was so supportive was to be in communion with this ascended angelic being who is basically reminding us not to take ourselves so seriously.
Or all of this, guys.
and that seriosity is right up there with dogma as an inhibition of the spiritual nature of who you are. You're a creative, bubbling, effervescent being having this experience. Let's not forget the effervescence. And so when Zadkiel was ensouling through Kira at this event, she stood up and said, I invite you to gather in little circles, drink fermented grape, and dance. You know, dance in circles, enjoy yourself. And then someone said, you're saying we should drink? And the angel replied, I didn't say to live on it.
It was just so precious, and it was so real. And you know, this was the very first public ensoulment we ever did. It was in front of like 300 people. And when I heard what had happened afterwards, I was like, oh my gosh. But it helped us broaden as well. As much as the New Age Queen scoffing at if it does not bring you joy, why are you doing it? But you know, we have lived. That has been like Sri and I's golden rule for now the past 18 years. And I don't know a lot of solid 18-year spiritual marriages where we are probably even more solid now than we've ever been. And the key to that is that our common ground is the yoga of self-ascension, and that it's what we do. It's who we are. It's not something that you have to wake up and prepare for. It's just what you are. And when you are living that which you are, you're always manifesting. You're always creating. And it's long, and you're always creating from the bountiful experience of energy. And that's why no matter what's happening to you, and our homepage is still working there at shrinkira.com. So if you have not been to the homepage recently, go there. Send us an email. Let us know what you think. And we've posted quite a few new things that might catch your attention. So should we keep releasing?
Yeah, let's.
All right,
let's
that was a lot about alphabet. Enjoyment. You and I are into it. All right. So here we are. Release, recap, right? Relax, evolve, love, enjoy. That brings us to another A. You ready? Adapt. Adapt. To adapt means you are willing to see beyond your current level of consciousness. Ooh. To adapt means that you say yes to never stop growing. You say yes to all new experiences. You see the limitlessness of age. Sri and I are legitimately younger than we were 2 years ago. And there's times I feel like we're younger with every morning. And I know that that's actually happening. My husband is actually regrowing intestine. I am actually reverse aging at a pace that is just beautiful to witness. Now, it doesn't mean that we're not having our own moments with everything. We've been very clear about that. But what it does mean is we're committed to the adaptation. Everything's evolving, angels. Everything's evolving. You know, those of you that are in my Bhagavad Gita course, God bless you. And thank you for joining me tomorrow night. Ready? One of the things we taught just last week, I started talking about the tamas, right? And how the tamas are the inertia. That is when it takes a lot of energy for us to stay in inertia because we are inherently active. We are energy. Thereby, we are always active, right? We're always radiating. So to hold ourselves still, to get bogged down, to be really tired and depressed, takes a lot of energy. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's hard to get out of it. It's a Thomas energy. And so adaptation is an inner spark. To say, yes, I am open to adapt says, teach me, show me what's new. What can I experience today? Put on the eyes of a newborn and see everything like you've never seen it before and watch how much you smile.
Adapt in this sense is creation, not compromise.
Yeah.
I'm creating. I'm adapting to the energy of now.
Smile that in, because that's the yes. Smile. Smile more. You know, one of the blessings of the divine directors was that when Sri and I offer breath practices, when we teach breath work, and we have a whole extraordinary new ascended presence breath work that we'll be working with this March Cosmic Origins group for the very first time at Ingapurka. Oh my God, I could hardly wait. And guys, if that kind of thing calls to you, September, we still have 4 slots left for the September equinox, but that one's almost full as well. So March is full, but September does have 4 slots. So our breath is the way that we send signals to the universe. And our smile is the way we send a signal to our physical body. We actually move muscles. It is an activity. So when we combine, for example, the Ave Sa breath, where we breathe in the Ave through the nose, exhale the Sa, let's combine it with a smile and notice how good that feels. So breathing in, Ave, Sa, smile. When we breathe with a smile, no matter what is happening, it will pull you out of it. We just have to consciously say, I'm going to breathe with a smile, and get in the habit of breathing with a smile. If you are constantly breathing with a smile, you are sending illumination and release energy into your presence constantly. And that brings us to the E, which is one of my favorite words. Ease. Ah, takes us back to that R, relax, doesn't it?
Well, yeah.
Let's just think of it as a spiral, as a circle, right?
So let's look at the word release.
Please. Now that you know it.
Uh-huh.
I surprised him and he let me.
Very inspired and beautiful. So let's just touch into the energies of these words that each letter represents. So release is also, could be understood as relax, evolve, love, enjoy, adapt, smile, ease.
Is that a release or what? So this Mercury retrograde, release, right? This is the very first one. And what are we releasing? We're also releasing all of our traditional beliefs about Mercury retrograde. Yeah. Remember that you can absolutely go in with all the traditional beliefs and all the things about don't, and oh my God. Or you can be in that ascended LOC, which is level of consciousness, which my beloved husband talks about in the video, the 2020 Ascension Symptoms video. Watch it. He talks about David Hawkins and his work. That was our very first date. Our very first date was to go see David Hawkins. Anyway, it really was in Sedona. And so when that level of consciousness starts moving and lifting, we release. And in the energy of this retrograde grade, why not release that which has been your own self-imposed shackles? Why not just say, you know what? I am free, and freedom is the truth of who I am. I am not crazy. I am not alone. I am affirmed. And you know what? I am ready. And I've been ready for a while, right? And it brings us to the pain, because if you release, and the more that you release, the only thing left to stop you would then be that physical body. And this is what Sri and I have been talking about, that the divine directors have made it very clear that 2020 opened up a moment, a portal of energy that is unique. And it's part of why Sri and I are reverse aging so rapidly. I think this is part of what we're supposed to do. I mean, who knew, right? What a shame, right? And so what's great is that when you release the boundaries of sanity, which is what we keep calling it, the borderlands of sanity, and you relax into that which you are, then the physical body begins to trust you enough, the truth of you enough, the illuminator of the form, right? It begins to trust you enough that it says, okay, well, since I know you've got this, then let me have this. And the next battle is actually the battle of what's left of your ego, surrendering, another one of those steps, right, of yoga self-ascension, what's left of the ego, surrendering into the recognition that the body is the partner of the soul and that the two can perform as one. And that's the battle that most people are in right now. That's the Kurukshetra of this moment. And that's the battlefield of the Bhagavad Gita, for those of you that may not know. That's really the one of this moment. It's the battle of, am I going to invite a higher level of consciousness? And if I do, then I need to consciously know that in order to go or adapt to a level of consciousness that has not been available to be sustained by a body before, then my body is also being invited into a level that it has not been asked to do before. And I need to honor what it wants to do. And that's the moment right there.
And that's actually a redefining of your identity.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's a key step right there.
Yeah.
If we're able to redefine our identity, we're able to master everything.
Hence, one day your angelic oracle Kira Ra, and after about 6 weeks of really being with the invitation from the ascended master El Moira, I am now Master Lady Kira Ra. And when I offer that to you, it comes with great humility of presence, as I am still adapting with ease into that energy as well. We are all dealing with this,
yeah,
and we each are playing our roles perfectly. And you know, one of the things that always keeps me amused is the way I like to share it with all of my dear friends and all of you, my beautiful community who are my dear friends, is, imagine this, right? Because on Tuesday night, if you're at Soul Mirrors with Sri and I, we're going to time jump. We're all going to time jump into our own time experiences. So really, you want to be with us for this attunement, because Tuesday night is about time jumping. And so I always like to remind myself that it was a breath ago that we were all in our universal mastery form at this extraordinary, in my world, it's an extraordinary gala. We're dancing, we're having fun. Everybody has their favorite beverage. And we were saying, hey, you want to go do Earth? And we all got together and went, wouldn't that be so fun to go do density? I haven't done density in a while. Yeah, let's go do density. And we looked at each other and went, great, but I'll see you for lunch tomorrow. Right? This is that moment of time. And I can hardly wait for us to meet at lunch. I want to hear what this was about. I want to know the other side of this. And having had several profound near-death experiences, what I know is true, and now my beloved husband, who also had an NDE this past year, what I know is true, what he knows is true, what we together know is true, is that you are limitless, you are not crazy, you are absolutely manifesting your mastery. And thank you for reclaiming, because the more of us that start reclaiming through these magical retrogrades ahead, the less pain on the planet. And we will make sure we go through the PAIN in just a moment.
Yeah, we need to get on with it.
All right. Well, then let's get on with it.
Yeah.
The P is actually two words. It's patience and a plan. In order to release pain, you first need to do the release. Okay, remember, it's release pain. You got to look at the release. And once you're grooving with the release energy, then you need patience and a plan. How long have you had the pain? Why is the pain there? So patience and a plan. And a lot of you have asked what I did, and I will put that out there for you to look at. But you need patience and a plan, whatever your plan is. A, awareness and attitude. Remember, it all begins with awareness. What is the pain trying to teach you? What have you adapted to through the pain that may be a trade-off or a payoff that's holding on to it? And that's why attitude is important. You got to believe it's not the rest of your life. What was my mantra when I couldn't walk? It was, this is not the rest. I mean, I would walk around, well, hobble, and like, I'm like, this is not the rest of my life. This is, you know, the truth of who I am can walk. You know, and so that's part of the attitude. I, inspiration as the invitation. When we are inspired, we invite the universe back in. And so through the pain, find your inspiration. My inspiration was knowing that it was temporary with every sense of my core, knowing that for every moment I was in pain, I could put in an equal moment of releasing it. And so it's about inspiration as the invitation. And the N, well, we kind of cheated because it's two words, but one of them actually begins with a K, but it's knowledge. You have the knowledge. Put the left brain to bed. Get the knowledge you need. I went for the CAT scans. I went for the MRIs. I got the biopsies. I had two surgeries on my knee. Get the knowledge. And the other N is know how to say no. Stand up for yourself. And when you do, you will see that there has been a pattern in place. Mm-hmm. And that pattern will, back to the circle, release the pain. It's an ever-refining spiral. And it does work.
When we are in a place of joyful surrender and we say no to the patterns, we're also saying yes to the expansion.
Yes. And that's what this retrograde is doing. And I just want to remind all of you, please be with Sri and I Tuesday night, 6 p.m. right here at YouTube, Official Sri and Kira, and also over at OnenessTalkRadio.com. We will be offering a live attunement for this up-level moment with the Mercury retrograde, including a time jump. So if you want to, a lot of you that were with us in the Lineage Holders know how powerful that can be.
Absolutely. You know, beloved ones, it's been a wonderful to be with you today and to share our delight in these revelations and this energy and to invite you to keep going forward. You know, it takes a willingness to expand. It takes a, you know, we talk about saying yes. Well, it isn't one yes. It's yes, 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 yes. You know, we have to keep saying yes. And in doing that, we set up a pattern of availability to spirit. What are you available to? Are you in the pattern of being available to the pain, or are you in the pattern of being available to the inspiration? Patterns are.
Yeah.
And spirit and the infinite soup of energy that we share will support whatever choice you make. So I vote for joy.
Always, right? Because if it does not bring you joy, why are you doing it? And remember, the moment ahead is one where you can release pain, claim your truth, and really reawaken to the blessing that you are. You are a master. And master, join us Tuesday night, 6 p.m. Pacific time. Be there. Let's up level together. It's so exciting.
Absolutely. Take a breath. And in the breath, may you find the truth that all is truly well.
We love you.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@SriandKiraRadio.com and check out more information at SriandKira.com. See you next week. Namaste.